Chapter 3. What's my why? What's my why? Lou Holtz, one of the greatest coaches of all time, once said, "You must have dreams and goals if you are ever going to achieve anything in this world." Now that you have defined your identity of who you are, now that you've defined your what, your I am statements, and your big desire, your goals, your dreams, you need to ask yourself another question: why? Man, when I'm coaching one of our nation's heroes, just like you, immediately after discovering their what, my next question is always, well, why do you want that? That's the question I have for you now. Why do you want your what? Well, Coach JC, I want to lose 30 pounds. Coach JC, I want to have a better marriage, and here's what it looks like. Coach JC, I want to get a ranking in the job. Why do you want that? Why do you do what you do? Why do you want to be the chief one day? Why do you want to lose the weight? Why do you want to have a great marriage? Get out of debt, or whatever the goal is that you placed on yourself. I remember it like it was yesterday. I asked this exact question to a first responder that I am blessed to train, who told me he wanted to get promoted to the next ranking in his agency while taking his side business to the next level. He said, "I have watched my wife work a job so that we could support our family. It has always been my dream, Coach JC, to allow my wife to be a stay-at-home mom. And I believe this will provide her with an opportunity to only work if she really wants to." Man, is that not a powerful why? This hero had a purpose, a burning desire to accomplish his goals. Man, I get goosebumps thinking about it. I am excited to say that we turned his want into an I will. Yeah, you heard me. Not just the desire, but he turned it into an I will, and we went out and got that, and he did exactly what he said he would do. He was promoted, his side job is booming, and is now able to allow his wife to be a stay-at-home mom. How cool is that? Why do you want that thing that you want? Determining your why is absolutely crucial for you to be fit for life. Your why is your purpose. The burning desire that drives you towards your what. Your why is the reason you will do what you do day in and day out, even when you don't feel like it, to be your best and win in life. Your why will drive you with a burning passion, keeping you motivated and inspired and empowered to make your dream, your desire, a reality. This is the reason you do what you do. That is what the why is all about. The thing you will stay focused on, the end game, the end result. For you to truly win, you must know your reason why. What makes you tick? This is more than just goals. It's your need. It's your target. It's what you're aiming for. It's that thing that pulls on you so strong. You've got to keep going no matter what. It's your drive, your juice, that thing that lights you on fire. No pun intended, firefighters. Think of it like the fire you had deep down inside when you graduated that academy, or when you walked down the aisle at marriage, or when you had your first kid. It's the motivation. I want you to hear me. Your follow through in doing what you need to do to be fit for life comes down to your emotional intensity. That's why this chapter is so important. Do not move on until you define your purpose. And let me repeat that. Your follow through in doing what you need to do to be fit for life comes down to your emotional intensity, which is why your vision has got to be compelling enough to drive you. When your why is strong, your emotional intensity will be strong. Every action you take originates with a thought. And once your emotional intensity is on point, each and every action you take, it'll rise to another level. Become fit for life today by defining your why. Today's take action. Why do I really want this? Be specific, be vivid. Answer the question, why do I really want this? Question number two, how badly do I want or need this? Question three, what am I willing to do to get it? Question four, what am I not willing to do? Today's winning confession. I have been created with a purpose. I am not moved by what I feel or by my circumstances at the moment. I will take purposeful action to get what I desire. I will be fit for duty, and I will be fit for life.